WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnem and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. 7 months ago, the Bryan School Board approved more than $1 million of roof repairs. The contract called for the work to be completed before the start of the new school year. At this week's board workshop, consulting engineer Ron Bailey said workers were still at Mary Branch and Sam Houston Elementaries.
We've had several meetings with that particular contractor going over the schedule and the possibility that he could be subject to liquidated damages. He is aware of that.
Administrators say there have been no problems with water runoff from heavy rainfalls the last 3 weekends, and they're considering withholding part of the final payment due to the delay in completing the project. A truck carrying oil field equipment caused a power outage, grass fire, and traffic delay yesterday morning. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says this was on the freeway southbound approaching the Tabor Road exit.
Somehow that equipment got expanded and raised past its, permitted height that it was supposed to be at. And as it was driving down the road, it caught a telephone line. Now, as that communication line was torn down, it got tangled up with some electrical lines, which caused, some power outages and the lights to go out on Tabor Road.
McKeithen says the fallen phone lines caught the grass on fire. Freeway traffic was moved to the service roads while the fire was extinguished and the lines were moved. BTA reports 424 customers lost power. Service was restored to most in under 20 minutes and the rest in 45 minutes. An accused hit-and-run driver is to blame for a Monday afternoon traffic jam in the area of George Bush and Welburn.
College Station police say they saw a man running down on foot, the driver of a black Charger. The witness says he got out of his car after seeing 18-year-old Olin Rotimi of Bryan hit two cars in the pickup twice at the corner of George Bush and Houston. After getting around the truck, the witness says the Charger drove down the center median of George Bush towards Welburn, entered the intersection, and struck an SUV. The patrolman, who was stopped at the intersection, saw what happened and got Rotimi out of his car. According to the arrest report, Rotimi was not under the influence. He refused medical treatment, and he told officers he drove away because he thought the other vehicles were leaving. No injuries were reported from anyone in the four other vehicles. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
More than 30 scientists from A&M are part of 2,000 participants who contributed to this year's Nobel Prize for Physics. Online at WTAW.com is a university news release that provides more details about understanding the origin of the mass of subatomic particles. 4 Central Texas residents have been arrested by the Parks and Wildlife Department as part of a multi-agency investigation. 45-year-old Teddy Davenport of Mart was picked up for injuring 2 game wardens. Davenport is also accused of leading a chase that ended near Teague. One warden was hospitalized and a second treated at the scene when their vehicles hit a culvert after they were blinded by a spotlight from Davenport's truck. 3 more arrests were made after a raid on a home southeast of Teague. 37-year-old Trey Davidson of Teague, 37-year-old Tanya Lee of Mejia, and 44-year-old Michael Daniel of Fairfield are accused of hindering the apprehension of a fugitive and possessing methamphetamine. Enrollment in Obamacare is proving to be confusing for doctors as well as for patients. Texas Medical Association President Dr. Stephen Brotherton says doctors all over the state are fielding questions about Obamacare, and frequently the answers aren't what patients want to hear.
Coverage and access are not the same thing. So if you've not had insurance and you get something through one of these exchanges, it doesn't necessarily mean that you've got access to any doctor that you want.
But Brotherton says, like it or not, Obamacare is here, and doctors have to come up with a way to make it work for them and their patients. From suburban Houston, a mom has been arrested for punishing her 10-year-old son by having him walk home on the Gulf Freeway. League City police say 34-year-old Angela Garcia ordered the child from her car Monday night after the two argued and she became frustrated. He walked for about 15 minutes before police stopped him. Garcia had another son in the car and both children later were released to the custody of their father. Garcia remains in jail after she was arrested for abandoning and endangering a child. And if you're looking for stocking stuffers and still have $2 million burning a hole in your pocket, you can design your own diamond ring and travel to Africa to see where the stone came from. That's among the unique offerings for sale in this year's Neiman Marcus Christmas book, which was unveiled yesterday in Dallas. For those who love the outdoors most when they're also watching the Outdoor Channel, there's a His and Hers entertainment system complete with a television that rises out of the ground. It costs $1.5 million. Shipping and handling aren't included. The 87th edition has something for rare sports car collectors, too. You can impress friends and enemies by driving up in one of 10 special edition 2014 Aston Martin Vanquish Volantes. Each of the blue machines will set you back only $344,000. WTAW News Time is 7:12. It's 56 degrees. The 6th News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall, football, and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
It isn't easy to build stuff and look good doing it. Building stuff takes sweat and dirt and grease and even fire. Things that don't go well with Ascots and Pashminas. Fortunately, there's the 2014 Tundra. Of course, it's got its legendary dependability, but now it's completely redesigned with rugged looks and top-shelf interior. There's tons of new technology, too, like the available M-Tune system, Bluetooth, and standard backup camera. Hard not to look good while you're listening to your favorite tunes, talking hands-free, and parking the boat trailer like a boss. And if the standard Tundra wasn't handsome enough, they've got the special edition, Tundra Platinum Edition, and the even more over-the-top 1794 edition. Nothing this tough ever looked this good. So get to your local Toyota dealer today and see what all the fuss is about. Lease a new 2014 Tundra Double Cab V8 for only $309 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 11/4/13.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we can install a battery in pretty much anything. Need a new battery for your garage door opener? We can replace it before you can say, open sesame. Need a new watch battery? We can install one in no time. Need to replace the battery in your key fob? We can do it in a flash. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we recognize most people don't know how to open their garage door opener, key fob, or watch to replace the unusual batteries they find inside. And even if you do manage to open it without breaking it, how are you supposed to find a battery that looks like the one that just fell out? At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we'll carefully open your device, show you the battery that was in it, and replace it with a perfect match. Although a lot of battery-powered devices can be hard to open, getting their batteries replaced is as easy as coming to Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman, where we can install a new battery in almost any device. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
716, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here's the weather.
Through today, we'll stay mostly sunny with high temperatures this afternoon, low to mid 80s. Coming up for tonight, it's generally clear. And by morning, we're dropping down to between 60 and 65 degrees. The temperature is inching up a little bit over the next several days. Into Thursday, mostly sunny with high temperatures up near 85 and then mid 60s with clear skies at night. We're mostly sunny and fairly warm on Friday. Temperature by then in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Aggies after the week off, we're gearing up for Ole Miss. We've got SEC news from South Carolina. Steve Spurrier and Jadeveon Clowney were jawing at each other a little bit. Plus NFL action and more, all coming up with sports at 7:52-ish.
Ish. There you are. So, I turned on the TV yesterday, and I forget, they're these two sports commentators who bicker back and forth, and Robert A. Smith is one of them, I think.
Pardon
and,
the interruption?
Yeah, man. No, not that. These are guys who take a story, and I think they take two different sides to it. And Skip Bayless, I think, is on the
other
side.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about. I can't think of the name
right
of it.
But anyway, so yesterday, this Robert A. Smith decided to call our president a genius.
Oh.
He did. I'm just going, I turned around and went, what? Huh? And it's all about the Washington Redskins changing their name or not. I mean, why in the world should they be forced to change their name? Are those the biggest problems that the president has to deal with? Because I thought he had other stuff to do. But that's what he said. He said, as important as his job is, and he has so many things to do, the fact that he would take time to give us his thoughts on this. I'm going, really?
Well, he always gives us his thoughts on whatever, whether we want it or not.
I'll listen to you. Well, when was the last time he said something you agreed with? Do you remember? How long has it been?
You were 20. I can't think. I can't think of something right now. One good thing I'll say about him.
Uh-huh.
I wish they had put more stress on the fact that, look, education is not a white monopoly. You can be educated. You can speak well. Mm-hmm. You can stay faithful to your woman. You can go to Harvard. I think he could be a lot more inspirational if they had focused on that quality of him, because that's one thing I do admire about our president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, no, you're right. This is supposed to be the land of opportunity.
But I can't think of anything I agree with.
He's right about three times a day.
Yeah.
When he starts his speeches with good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I consider myself an optimistic person, and yes, it is a good morning.
Yeah, that's a okay.
That's about it, though.
Gosh.
Wow. All right. There
Rascals.
We go. Got that going on. So, what will the debt ceiling mean? Yeah, don't know, but. But with 9 days left before the debt ceiling thing is happening, and you know all this posturing is going on and the brinksmanship, the Financial Times reports that one major U.S. bank has started stuffing their automatic teller machines with extra cash in preparation for a possible bank run from panicked depositors. Really? The New York Times reports that another bank is weighing in on a plan to advance funds to customers who rely on Social Security and other government payments that could stop if we do go into default. Financial Times says that these moves are part of a playbook used in August of 2011 when the government last came this close to reaching the debt ceiling. Okay. Somehow I just don't think it's going to happen. Just not sure. All right, let's talk about news you can use. Cure for the hangover. For years, people have argued over what they believe is the essential remedy for a heavy night of drinking. It's strong coffee or hair of the dog or someplace in between. Now we've learned that partiers who go to the healthy option and console themselves with herbal tea could actually be making their hangover worse. A team of Chinese scientists found the tests on 57 drinks that Sprite performed best. Sprite at relieving your alcohol-related symptoms. The key to alleviating the damage that the effects of alcohol have is reducing a chemical in your body called acetaldehyde. Acetaldehyde. It's in your body after that. So some drinks, including the herbal tea, which is made from hemp seeds, by the way. Ooh, wow. Yeah.
Well, it depends on the tea, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess. Increased the length of the process, whereas Sprite was among the fastest to basically get it out of your system. So there you are. So use Sprite instead of hair of the dog. Now here's research on who's happier, men or women. Is a man happier or a woman happier?
I can tell you a woman's more likely to look in the mirror and go, I look terrible. And even if the man looks terrible, he goes, oh, I'm pretty good looking.
That's right. Well, we will do that. But remember, we had that story already about when your worst day is. And by the way, I think today, sometime about 2:15, you're supposed to...
I'm going to crash.
No, you're going to... No, you're better. You're,
yeah.
So look forward. See, you feel better already, don't you?
Oh, gosh.
All it takes. News you can use.
That's right. Anyway, who's happier, men or women? It is close. Men rate their happiness... And a 1 to 10 scale at 6.7, okay? Women at 7.1. So women are slightly happier.
I'm surprised.
They report being happier many times. They're not, but they happen to be glass half full type people rather than glass half empty. The key is how you look at others, because more than half of the women strive to make others happy, about 55% of them compared to 44% of men. And more women... than men say that helping others makes them feel good. Yeah, guys, on the other hand, it's just, huh?
Right? It really does make you feel better. If you're miserable and you think, what can I do to make someone else feel better?
Mm-hmm.
Then they benefit and you benefit because you think, well, I've improved someone else's quality of life.
Absolutely right. If you know somebody who lives in Indiana and maybe they bought a Powerball ticket at Circle K there back in April, you know, they did their usual numbers, apparently, and it was a Powerball winner. It was a runner-up prize of $1 million, but it happened, the ticket was unclaimed for 6 months, so now the Powerball prize reverts back to the state lottery that sold it. In Indiana alone, $10 million in prizes go unclaimed each year. That's about 1.5% of the Hoosier Lottery. In other states, the unclaimed prizes... will go back into a pot for future prizes. In Indiana, the store where the winning ticket was sold still gets their cut. So that's pretty cool. I don't think we do that in Texas, but it's possible. Okay.
Maybe in Texas, more people are like, I want my money. I'm taking my ticket
dang
in there.
Straight. That's the way we do it. All right, from Florida today, it's our auger yourself into the ground story. 8-year-old Jordan Bennett suspended from the Harmony Community School. Yeah, in Osceola County for playing cops and robbers with another boy.
Yep.
It's because of the gubs, you see, school officials say. Except Jordan had nothing in his hand. It was a finger gub. Okay? I think we've all done that, right?
So dumb. You're like, you're taking away a man's innate need to be a hero.
Yeah, well, could well be.
You know, that's, I mean...
Or be a gun-toting criminal.
It's like a psychological... Oh, really?
Well, if there's a cop and robber, there's got to be a robber in there if there's a cop.
Right, but I don't think it...
At this rate, we're going to have to play Indians and Indians because there are no gubs.
That's right. Anyway, he didn't...
Oh, my God.
He did not threaten
except
violence.
Except don't call them Indians. That's not PC.
That's right. You can't do that.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know what we'll call them.
Washington somethings.
He didn't utter words that were inappropriate. He made a sound and used his fingers, and that was it. His mom, of course, obviously outraged that the boy has been now labeled a violent offender.
A violent offender?
Violent offender. So stupid.
Promises to take the case to court if necessary to clear his
record. Oh, my heavens.
Again, the child is 8 years old. He's eight. He's probably seen his brother do this. He's probably seen his dad do this.
Well, at least the fact that they're in Florida means there are some conservatives, and maybe they'll make it okay in court, but golly.
At some point, doesn't the school administrator go, wait a minute, okay? I gotta walk away.
Of course,
from
if you're sending your kid to school called, I mean, whatever it was,
yeah.
It sounded a little
bit. Well, it's Harmony
Community School.
Everyone has to get along.
Well, that's it. That's probably what it is their mission statement says we all have to get along.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Well, nice cool weather. Nice to have that. We know that cold weather will be on the way. The folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services want to remind you anytime we have those things that happen in the weather, extreme weather, real hot, real dry, real cold, real wet, any of those. Spiders, roaches, fleas, any number of things with multiple legs want to get into your home. Well, ABC Home and Commercial Services can take care of that for you. They've been doing that for decades, as a matter of fact, here in the Brazos Valley. And the thing is, with that experience, they know how those little critters get into your home. And again, these are the insects. We're not even talking about the rodents that may want to be there. Remember, they want to get into your place, and they want to get into your stuff. And ABC Home and Commercial Services can keep that from happening. If you've already got some problems, they'll take care of those for you as well. Plus, there's a whole lot of other things that they can do to keep your home in top-notch condition. Treat your home regularly for these pests, but also we've talked about their lawn care service. They do that to make sure that your lawn looks good year-round. And some of the things that you want to be doing between now and the end of the year can make your lawn look great next summer. So why not get in touch with Bobby Jenkins, class of 81. Give him a call at 361-0500, 361-0500, or go to abchomeandcommercialservices.com. That's ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to brazosbounty.com. High temperature today, looks to be probably about 85 again, and we'll continue to have those highs probably all the way through Saturday. And it's not quite as cool in the evenings anymore. For instance, tonight we'll probably be down at about 58 degrees, and then by the time we get to Friday night, we'll probably be at 70 for our low. But been a nice run. We'll have a 30% chance of rain, like I say, on the weekend, on Saturday night, and Sunday. Right now, winds are calm. We have 57 degrees out there.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light presents the Texas Renaissance Festival, beginning Saturday, October the 12th through December the 1st, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides throughout the 8 magically themed weekends. Raise a tankard as we open the festival in true Oktoberfest style, October 12th and 13th. Brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
She's on the outside looking in with mouth wide open, speaking at an upstate New York college. Former First Lady, former Senator, former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton weighed in on the government shutdown. The Mrs. Former Everything told students, today many in our politics choose scorched earth over common ground. She said debates take place in evidence-free zones where ideology trumps data and common sense. Mrs. Clinton also warned students of the dangerous repercussions from the shutdown. She noted that President Obama had to cancel his trip to a meeting in Asia with the CHICOMs and other world leaders. Russia is there, the CHICOMs are there, and we're not there, she said. Actually, her replacement, John Kerry, was there. So she's right. We may as well not have anybody there. And Mrs. Clinton then treated students to a trip down memory lane, telling them Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich knew how to reopen the government when it shut down. She bragged that America got a balanced budget and economic growth as a result. Now, despite her fond memories of Bill's tenure, the truth is things were no less contentious back then. At the time, Hillary blamed the vast right-wing conspiracy for all of their problems. Now, I'm not going to waste time on the rest of her blather, but one point's unarguable. Nobody in modern politics has spent more time creating evidence-free zones than the Clintons. Both of them. They had to for survival.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose belly fat? Maybe that's because you haven't discovered Bob Cook's secret.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 12 months now, and in 30 days I lost approximately 10 pounds. After another 30 days, I lost another 8 pounds, so a total of 18 pounds lost in 60 days. I am so happy with Andro 400. My libido has been increased 100-fold, and I feel like a teenager again. I only weigh 5 pounds more than I weighed when I graduated from high school. I just love the product, and I can't wait to get my bottle every month so that I can maintain my weight at 180 pounds.
Now you too can lose belly fat and maintain your weight the easy way with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Lose belly fat. Gain energy. Go to andro400.com, andro400.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byanski. Real estate inventory in the Brazos Valley is up, and we are now experiencing a buyer's market. If you wish to sell your property, trust your needs to an agent that will effectively market your property in order to get you the highest dollar possible in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byanski, at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Contact Realtor Jason Byanski, 219-5555, aggielandrealestate.com.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 56 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by BCSRealtor.com, your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. President Barack Obama and House Speaker John Boehner are increasing the pressure on each other to end the deadlock over the government partial shutdown and the federal debt limit. Obama says he'll negotiate with Republicans even if they send him short-term measures addressing both issues. Boehner says that's not the way our government works, and he says Obama needs to start negotiating now. Meanwhile, millions of veterans could soon become casualties of the partial government shutdown. Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki says about 3.8 million veterans will not receive disability compensation, and more than 500,000 vets or surviving spouses won't get pensions next month if the impasse continues into late October. Shinseki is to testify today to the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. Along the freeway in North Bryan yesterday morning, fallen phone and electric lines resulted in a power outage and a grass fire. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says a piece of oil field equipment being hauled on a southbound truck near the Tabor Road exit caught a phone line hooked to a BTU power pole.
It caused enough friction to spark a small fire in the area, which caused us to shut down all of Highway 6, northbound and southbound traffic, and then as well as Tabor Road there for a little bit because the lights were out. Now, once we were able to divert people onto the feeder roads, of course, that congested Tabor Road more, but they were able to get the wires back up and off the roadway, and traffic was restored, I would say, in a pretty timely manner.
BTU reports the power outage lasted less than 20 minutes for most of the 424 customers who were affected. The rest had service restored in 45 minutes. A Bryan woman arrested for the 48th time of driving with a suspended license is back on the streets.
A Bryan policeman on routine patrol stopped a white minivan driving at a high rate of speed. The officer then noticed a temporary tag had expired 2 days before. The driver, 47-year-old Nancy Arenas, said she was taking her daughter home. Her driving record, which was included in her arrest report, shows 47 suspensions dating back 8 years. She has 24 current suspensions and 15 prior convictions, mostly for having no driver's license and or insurance. She spent 1 hour in jail, then was released after posting a $2,000 bond. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan School Board was asked this week to amend budgets for expenses from the prior budget year. That included more than $1 million in roof projects at two elementaries that were supposed to have been completed before the start of the school year but are continuing. Chief Financial Officer Amy Drozda says this wasn't the final payment to the contractor.
What this is based on the total project at the time, what the balance is.
Superintendent Tommy Wallace says they're considering damages because the roofs at Sam Houston and Mary Branch Elementaries were not finished as promised by the time classes began 7 weeks ago. The Nobel Prize for Physics was awarded yesterday to two men who were assisted by nearly 2,000 scientists worldwide, including more than 30 at A&M. It involves advancing a theory developed in the 1960s involving subatomic particles. A university news release spelling out the details is online at WTAW.com. 9 law enforcement agencies were involved in 4 arrests that began with the aggravated assault of 2 game wardens. One of the parks and wildlife officers is hospitalized, and the other was treated at the scene following a chase last weekend that ended near Teague in Limestone County.
45-year-old Teddy Davenport of Mart is accused of leading the chase, where someone in his pickup flashed a spotlight at the game wardens, causing them to crash their vehicles in a culvert. Three others are accused of hindering the apprehension of a fugitive, 44-year-old Michael Daniel of Fairfield, 37-year-old Tanya Lee of Mejia, and 37-year-old Trey Davidson of Teague were also arrested for possessing methamphetamine. A month away from deciding a statewide constitutional amendment, a new study comes out reporting that taking billions of dollars from the Rainy Day Fund will not threaten the fund's long-term outlook.
Voters will decide whether to take $2 billion out for water infrastructure this year and another billion next year for transportation.
Given the fiscal vitality of the fund and what's happening with oil and gas, neither of those propositions is likely to have a substantial impact on the vitality of the fund.
That's Dale Kramer, the president of Texas Taxpayers and Research Association, Tea Party. Party advocate State Rep Van Taylor has argued against raiding the fund.
And the idea that we can pull $4 billion out and that won't jeopardize our bond rating, I think, is misplaced.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
There's a third person seeking next year's Republican nomination for Texas governor. Lisa Fritsch of Austin, who has never held elected office, has hosted and been a guest on conservative talk shows and wrote a book titled Obama, Tea Parties, and God. She's running against Attorney General Greg Abbott and former Workforce Commissioner Tom Paulkin. And while U.S. Senator John Cornyn has no opponents in his reelection bid next year, he's started what's called a substantial television and radio campaign. Cornyn's campaign has almost $7 million, nearly $2 million raised during the second quarter. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 56 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by bcsrealtor.com. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Brazos Valley, our home. From backyard barbecue to Aggie football, it's growing at an amazing pace, but it's still the same place where we grew up. No one knows the Brazos Valley like we do. You're Bryan College Station Realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're buying or selling a home, let a realtor guide you through the process. We're here when you need us, and we adhere to a strict code of ethics. To find out more, log on to bcsrealtor.com. Meet your neighbor. Meet your realtor.
Good morning. It's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, offering a loaner program. If your unit goes down, you need to stay cool or warm, depending on the weather, then they'll have one out there for you at no additional charge while they fix yours. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling at 690-2278. Here are the numbers.
Through today, we'll stay mostly sunny with high temperatures this afternoon, low to mid-80s. Coming up for tonight, it's generally clear, and by morning, we're dropping down to between 60 and 65 degrees. So the temperature is inching up a little bit over the next several days. Into Thursday, mostly sunny with high temperatures up near 85. And then fair at night, low temperatures 65, mostly sunny for Friday, and well up into the 80s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, the bye week came at a good time for us as a program.
Absolutely it did, and we'll talk more about fighting Texas Aggie football and getting back into it against Ole Miss. Also, other SEC news against South Carolina, and let me see, Major League Baseball and football all coming up.
All right, very good. 7:39, Bill Flores joins us this morning from D.C. Good morning, Bill.
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
We'll talk about CRs and things like that in a minute, but obviously you had mentioned it last week, and now we're a week and a day away from the debt ceiling deadline. Explain, if you would, basically what it means if we don't raise the debt ceiling.
Okay. Well, the government has a statutory amount of borrowing that it can execute out in the debt markets. And once it hits that ceiling, then it can no longer issue new debt to refinance old debt or to borrow more money than what it did before. So if we hit the debt ceiling, then the government essentially cannot spend anything that would cause it to incur additional debt. It basically has to live within its own means at that point in time. Now, we've never hit this before where the ceiling hasn't been increased. So what happens if we hit it and it's not raised is a little bit uncertain at this point. The Treasury Department has the authority to prioritize payments where it can say, okay, debt service comes first, and maybe Social Security and then you can go down the line from there. But we've never hit it, and so the fact that we could hit it is causing uncertainty in the markets. My preference would be that we try to deal with this sooner rather than later so we can take the uncertainty out of the American economy at this point.
I was reading a report this morning that said that some people are convinced that the daily tax receipts would be enough to pay off the Treasury bonds as they come due, and that we don't really need to worry about the drop-dead October 17th. Is that a viable thing to say?
Well, theoretically, it's true, but in practice, there are some issues with that. For instance, you'd have to go back and look at all the historical borrowing. So there could be a day, let's say 2 years ago, where the government issued two-year securities, Treasury securities, that come due, let's say, today. And let's say they issued $30 billion worth of those. So the Treasury doesn't have enough debt ceiling, doesn't have enough money to pay for it, then it has to issue new debt so that it can pay off the old ones during this rollover, refinancing, whatever you want to call it. When you hit the debt ceiling, you can't issue the new security so that you can pay off the old ones. Now, you and I both know that at the end of the day, the amount of debt is still the same. Mm-hmm. But the problem is once you hit the debt ceiling, the Treasury doesn't have the authority to go to issue the new debt. So it does two things. One is we don't know that you can really statutorily do it. And number two, and more importantly, the markets, the folks that buy this debt, will have some doubt in their mind as to whether that debt carries the full faith and credit of the United States, since it was issued in a fashion that doesn't comply with the debt ceiling statute. And so they may demand higher interest rates to cover that potential risk that it doesn't have the full faith and credit. And if Treasury interest rates go up, then all other interest rates go up. And so you wind up with this spiraling effect of the economy that causes greater and greater uncertainty. Some people have theoretically said this, and I don't disagree with it, but I don't know that I want to, as I've said before, I don't know that you want to use the debt ceiling to turn the U.S. economy into a test aircraft. Sure. When you don't know how it's going to respond.
All right, well, let's talk about continuing resolution to get something going. There have been some people who have said that there are enough votes to have a clean CR, as they're calling it, which is clean continuing resolution with no other amendments added on to it. Are there enough votes to bring that to the floor and pass it?
No, sir, they're not. The media is wildly reporting that there are enough votes that all 200 Democrats would vote for a clean debt ceiling, and that we would have 20 or so Republicans that would vote for a clean debt ceiling. The problem is the way the media asked the question, and I've talked to some of these members who are listed as being people that would vote for a clean debt ceiling. They said that they were, would you vote for a clean CR under any circumstances or under a hypothetical circumstance? They'd lay out a circumstance, and the respondent would say, yes, I would, maybe for 2 weeks or something like that. And so that the media checked yes in the box and assumed that that meant that they would vote for a clean CR under any kind of circumstances, and most of them wouldn't. We probably have five or six Republicans that would, so that you get to 205 or 206 in terms of votes for a clean debt ceiling, but it takes 218. So my response is no, there are not enough votes in the House. And so my social media is jammed up with people saying, tell Boehner to call a vote on clean CR. Well, it would fail. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think the failure of that would cause more uncertainty in the markets today. So our strategy is to continue to fund the government a piece at a time, the way that Congress has traditionally funded the government.
Okay, so we anoint you Bill Flores Speaker of the House today.
What
do you do?
What I would do is I would pivot today, and I would take the continuing resolution and the debt ceiling and a package of reforms that we need to balance the budget in 10 years, and I would tie all this into one big package. And then I would begin to start trying to work with Harry Reid and with the president to get this done. Now, Harry Reid has shown no inclination whatsoever to negotiate on this. So you may have to do one interim short-term CR along with a short-term increase in the debt ceiling to at least get everybody sit down at the table and talk about a big deal. Because we're going to come heck or high water, we're going to have a big deal to get all this done. And that's going to include – entitlement reform, tax reform, regulatory reform. We're still going to have to look at Obamacare because it, you know, the cost of it has more than doubled in less than 3 years, and it's not working. So all those issues have to be melded into one big discussion.
Now, a short term.
Then I would resign as Speaker of the House if I got it all done. There you go.
So now, when you talk about a short term continuing resolution, how long do we really think that would be?
Oh, 4 to 6 weeks, okay. I think, is what it would take to do it. Now, again, you've got to have some willingness. The president called the speaker yesterday and said, I'm getting ready to go up there and tell everybody that I'm willing to negotiate, but I'm not going to negotiate.
Uh-huh.
That's what he told the speaker.
Right.
And then he goes up there and he calls the Republicans a bunch of names, and he said he's bent over backwards to negotiate, and he's willing to negotiate. And then he rewrote history. He said that John Boehner walked away from the big deal back in 2011. Bob Woodward's book indicates otherwise. So, we've got to get these two folks to start thinking. When I say two, I'm talking about Harry Reid and President Obama, to say we're willing to sit down. One of the things that President Obama's got to remember, history is going to record his legacy. They're not going to remember Harry Reid. They're not going to remember John Boehner. They're not going to remember Bill Flores or any other member of Congress if you get to a debt ceiling default.
Yep.
They're going to remember who is president,
right.
And that's what's hanging over his head, and he needs to start thinking pretty clearly about it.
Well, I wonder if maybe that's the case, because they announced this morning that the president has asked the Democrat caucus to come to the White House this afternoon late to talk a little bit. Could it be now that he's seeing that his legacy may have the wrong things attached to it?
I hope so. I mean, if I were the president, I'd be looking in the mirror every day and say, what am I doing to my legacy when I continue to say, to tell the American people that I'm going to negotiate, but with strings attached, or tell them that I'm not going to negotiate. And the polling is showing that his known negotiation strategy is backfiring on him.
From your constituency, the Republican Party seems to be suffering again still nationwide that this is being hung on them. What are you hearing from your constituents?
Well, the worst day for us in terms of phone calls was last Tuesday when the government actually shut down. And about 50% of our calls were saying, continue the direction you're going and continue to work on Obamacare, and we don't care about the shutdown. The other 50% said, we need to reopen the government like now. Since then, the calls have migrated toward 7 to 8 out of every 10 calls we get are saying, hold the course, keep doing what you're doing. We can weather this shutdown. So I would say that generally the folks have been fairly supportive of the direction we're going to try to rein in the size and scope of the federal government and have a more efficient, more accountable federal government.
Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Great talking to you guys, and I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country during these difficult times, for our men and women in the military, and for our first responders.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Do you suffer from spine, joint, or nerve pain? Dr. Ramon Fino is a board-certified rehabilitation physician with over 15 years' experience using the most effective non-surgical treatments to identify the source of your pain and restore your lost mobility. For more information on Dr. Fino's proven techniques, log on to myspinerehabdoctor.com or call 693-8263 today. Dr. Ramon Fino, the gold standard of caring for spine, joint, and nerve pain.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
An interesting thing happens when we don't tell the whole truth. Short term, it might save us from pain or inconvenience, but in the long run, it creates deep trouble. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Author John Croyle offers a vivid example of the dangers of compromising truth. Back in his teen years, John worked as a camp counselor. On the first day of training, he was asked to stand in one of two lines based on his swimming ability.
Now, you know, this is the same one we had yesterday, isn't it? Okay, we'll go find the right one. And in the meantime, are you ready to do sports?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I know it's a little bit unannounced. But
I am locked and loaded.
All right, here we go then.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It's 7:50. Fighting Texas Aggie football getting back to action this Saturday after a week off. And according to Coach Sumlin, they absolutely needed it.
You know, the bye week came at a good time for us as a program. Most people think of it as a physical toll that's taken on a team, and that's true. When you have so many new guys playing and young guys playing, there's a mental toll that's there too, a mental stress. And I thought because of that, it was a great time for that break.
The ninth-ranked Aggies will hit the road to Oxford to take on Ole Miss, and here's Coach Sumlin on the SEC action with the Rebels.
They're explosive, and defensively, I think, you know, they've made a lot of strides with a bunch of guys up front who are playing very, very hard. They're a sound football team. You know, they're a little bit like where we were last year in that stretch where I think they played 4 out of 5 games on the road, and that's tough. And particularly when you got a bunch of young guys out there. I think you listened to Hugh's comments yesterday. They're happy to get back home, and that's going to be a big deal for them.
Pre-game is 6:30, kickoff is at 7, and it's all live here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Quick injury report. A&M lost senior defensive tackle Kirby Ennis for the season. Ennis was injured last month against Arkansas. He'll have surgery to repair a torn ACL in his left knee and will miss the remainder of the season. Kirby Ennis appeared in all 4 games. In other SEC news, South Carolina coach Steve Spurrier says injured All-American Jadeveon Clowney is working hard so he can play against Arkansas this coming Saturday. Spurrier says he'll know later in the week if Clowney has recovered enough from a strained muscle near his rib cage to get back on the field. There were a lot of questions thrown around last week as number one pick in the next year's NFL draft. The potential number one pick was shutting it down before the season ended due to this quote-unquote injury, and that caused a lot of rhubarb. Here's Coach Spurrier to lay that to rest.
First of all, Jadeveon has a muscle strain near his rib area that caused him to miss the game last week against Kentucky. He was in pain, and it was diagnosed later, and obviously we all handled it poorly. All of us did.
Well, now to Major League Baseball. The Bo Sox beat Tampa Bay 3-1 to move into the American League Championship Series.
And he swings, grounds one weakly to the charging shortstop. Here's the throw to first. It's too late! And the Red Sox take the lead.
That Shane Victorino single brought in the winning run in the 7th inning. The Detroit Tigers have forced a 5th and deciding game in their American League Division Series by rallying from deficits of 3-0 and 4-3 to beat the Oakland Athletics. Safety Will Allen has been released by the Dallas Cowboys. Allen started the first 2 games of this year before being replaced by starter rookie J.J. Wilcox. Allen had 17 tackles, 2 pass breakups, and an interception in his 5 games for Dallas. The NFL Fall League meetings are being held in Washington. Coming out of the meetings yesterday were New Orleans, Minneapolis, and Indianapolis, all 3 finalists to host Super Bowl in 2018. Those cities were selected from a pool of 6 other NFL cities. Now, the NFL may also expand their playoff system, and here's Commissioner Roger Goodell.
Postseason would allow other teams to get into the dance, and they have the potential of going on and winning the Super Bowl. That's a good thing for fans. And what's happened is our league is so competitive right now. The games are so close. That's realistic.
We'll keep it in the NFL in a creepy story. Matt Schaub has been catching heat around Houston for his play on the field with the Texans lately, but if the latest report is true, Houstonians need to lighten up. According to CBS Houston, Texans fans accosted Schaub at his home Tuesday and, quote, berated him for his poor play. A fan went to his house and told him off, according to law enforcement officials through CBS Houston. Additionally, sources told CBS Houston that other persons took pictures of the family. Thankfully, none of those were posted on Facebook or any other social media. And according to the reports, it is believed the fans left on their own accord and no arrests were made. Here's Gary Kubiak on his embroiled quarterback.
I see this young man's commitment every day, and I have seen it for many years here in Houston. So you watch the struggle, and you just want to be a part of the solution. You want to be a part of helping him work his way through that.
And finally, be careful what you say. Prior to their NLDS Game 1 loss to the Dodgers, the Braves had franchise icon and future Hall of Famer Chipper Jones throw out the ceremonial first pitch. Rather than throw the ball to longtime teammates Brian McCann or MVP Freddie Freeman, Chipper made the toss to the team mascot. Why, you ask? Kevin Kernan of New York Post explains that evidently the Braves players were not happy Jones had gone on a radio station earlier in the day with the team's flagship, the Fan, and predicted the Dodgers would win the NLDS in four games. So no player volunteered to catch his ceremonial first pitch. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Why would you put yourself in that position?
I don't know.
Yeah,
he doesn't earn a check from them anymore, so
yeah,
he's like, yeah,
but,
why not?
Oh, but still, why would you throw them under the bus?
Not a clue.
Well, anyway, that's so the mascot, you have to go out and catch the ball.
I don't want to
throw the ball. You got to do that.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
At Brazos Valley Floor & Design, we're more than just a floor store.
We're a complete design center offering custom granite countertops, an amazing lighting center, and the best floor selection in Aggieland.
And now, we're offering an exclusive selection of unique furniture to tie your home design together.
Visit Brazos Valley Floor & Design off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
We have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Sleep Numbers store is open and you can meet Kevin.
Ta-ta-ta-ta! I will be out there from 10 to noon this Saturday. Got Cafe Capri goodies for you. You can find out what your sleep number is. And if you've bound by now to have heard the commercials. So come down and try it out because it really is a very, very cool experience. You lay down on the bed. They let the air out of the dual chambers because you can have it set to both sides. And you just kind of melt into the bed.
Uh-huh.
It's awesome.
Yeah, that's it. And then maybe they'll give you a sticker you can put on your shirt that says, I'm a 65. That's the Sleep Number store is right there across from Specs on Texas Avenue by Harvey Road.
Maybe your number correlates to your age because I'm closer to 35 and you're, never mind.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
So we already knew that Grand Theft Auto Auto 5. Was a gaming powerhouse.
You do that on purpose.
Yeah, I know. But now the Guinness Book of Records has gotten this all worked out. I mean, these numbers, I don't know who owns this company, but they're doing okay, you know? Recession, whatever, debt ceiling, they don't care. They're doing fine. They confirmed yesterday that the game had broken 7 records, including the record for the fastest-selling video game franchise, fastest-selling entertainment franchise, Take-Two Interactive, which owns Rockstar Games, revealed that it sold 800 million of the games in its first day.
800 million?
In the first day. That's dollars, okay? And reached $1 billion in 3 days. Reached $1 billion in sales in 3 days.
I wonder again, what it cost to make it.
Yeah, but what's it cost? What's the game? What's the price point
on
the game?
Normal games are $50. They were doing the first, like the offering for the first week, I want to say it was like $130 some.
Okay. Yeah.
But I think that was an expanded package of some kind.
Whatever, you know.
It worked.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It just, again, I'm not a gamer, so I'm not sure. But I know that Chase used to talk about that and say that you can have hours of entertainment with a video game. And
yes, you can.
That's fine. More power to him, I suppose. A Michigan woman who faked an explosive device during a bank robbery pled guilty this week. Ophelia Neal went in.